splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 59 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to talk a little bit more about our trip down to Disney World from October and probably cover some of the things at Magic Kingdom that we came across. In addition to that, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the news coming out of the parks. There's a lot of things going on for this holiday season, and John has some great information from us, and Sam and John are going to talk about it a little bit in today's show, too. This is Ed, and tonight's show we have Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Absolutely great, Ed. Thank you so much. Let's go.
Awesome. We also have Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Fantastic.
And we also have John on the show again. Hey, John, what's up?
Doing good. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, Jen's not with us tonight, and for the best reasons of all.
Yeah.
Her and her family are on a cruise, a Disney cruise, down in the Caribbean, and they're having a blast.
I saw a picture of St. Thomas this morning, I think. Disney Fantasy. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, they're in the Virgin Islands.
Right, which I didn't realize. And because they're in the Virgin Islands, the United States territory, they have access to internet, and their phones aren't going crazy. So she posted a couple pictures.
Makes me sick.
Me too, but anyway.
So for tonight's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Magic Kingdom. When we were down there, we went to the Magic Kingdom twice as a group, and a couple more times kind of separately. And we did have some observations and some thoughts about what we saw, some of the new things they have down there, and of course the FastPass Plus system. So where do you want to start, guys?
Boy, start right on Main Street.
Let's start the opening show, Ed.
There you go. The opening show that I was late for.
Sam was late, but we me and you and Kim made Rope Drop.
Well, so let's talk about this, because I was planning to meet Ed and Jimmy right at Rope Drop and then head straight to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And I believe the scheduled open was 8 a.m. Is that correct, the morning we were there?
No, it was 9 a.m.
It was 9 a.m. Okay, scheduled opening was 9 a.m. And as I would for the Rope Drop, try to get there 30 minutes early, of course, based on monorails and other transportation issues. I got there at about quarter before opening, so 15 minutes before, and the opening show was already finished. That show started early,
and before all the other Rope Drops stopped, they were actually starting to let people in about 10-15 minutes early at those at the other parks too. So it definitely was something they started to do. And what happens is they actually stop you further in the park, so they'll let us in quarter of, but then you get stopped at the entrance to Tomorrowland, or you get stopped in front of the castle, or at the beginning of Adventureland, and they won't let you go any further until it actually does open up.
But I think the key there is, if you want to see the morning show, don't count on the posted opening time. You need to be there much earlier than whenever they say the Magic Kingdom's going to open.
Oh yeah, you said it. A half hour, I would say, would be the best way to get there. And you know what? Have an orange juice with you, have a bagel or something from the hotel or from a store on the way in, and just kind of have breakfast waiting for everything to start.
Yeah, and I was a little frustrated because I was walking from the buses and I could hear the morning show. I'm like, wait a minute, it shouldn't start yet.
Yeah, almost there.
Almost is so close, but I wasn't far behind you guys.
And we got a chance to watch the opening show with no train. Not that it changed it that much, but
it was interesting.
It was
down for the moment.
It was interesting to not see the train come around the bend with the characters on it, so it was a little different.
But you still had the same soundtrack, right? Casey Jr. coming and the hoo-hoo. That did change, right?
No, I don't think anything else changed, Todd.
No, it was the same setup. It was that song and then the welcome song.
And mm-hmm. then they just walked out as opposed to the train coming around.
Correct.
Right.
Alright.
I would have to say, though, I missed the train being there.
It's back. We just missed it for that month that we were there. It was down for about a month. Anything noticeable change regarding the train? John, did you notice anything?
It looks like there's a brand new track. I know I was there 2 weeks ago, and they were testing the train, but they didn't have any guests on the train. But the whole track from Storybook Circus to Space Mountain looks brand new.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd have to figure that would be the only thing to put the train down, because there's three trains. So yep. even if one of the trains went down, they could still keep that open, unless they were replacing track. That would be the only thing, or working on one of the stations or something.
Right,
correct.
Yeah, but you got to figure they completely rebuilt Storybook Circus and never closed the train.
Yeah, I was going to say same thing. When they rehabbed the Frontierland station, they didn't close it down. They just skipped it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense with the tracks. Well, that's cool. I guess you got to eventually do that.
So, yeah. What's cool after that, and we both had the same comment, so I didn't catch up to you guys until we were actually at the mine train, but we had the same reaction coming down Main Street. And my thought was, holy cow, I'm walking down Main Street, and there's no construction. This is awesome. Incredible. No tarps.
Well, I know that the false fronts to all those buildings when they refix them. Definitely cool.
And everything looked great.
Yeah, definitely.
Until
you get to the
until you got to the hub, where yeah. everything is covered with construction.
Everything. Walls. Can't see anything.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bottleneck there at the end of Main Street by Casey's and the ice cream parlor.
Definitely.
I was asking somebody on Facebook the other day. They were just talking about being there, and they didn't really sound like it changed as far as what it looked like from then, from October till now.
They're doing some pretty extensive work there, putting in that secondary hub and the artificial turf, and I imagine those things will be up for a decent amount of time.
I can say the same walls that were there when you guys were down here are still up today. So,
no, I would have thought that they would have had a date set for the filming of the Christmas parade.
That's what I meant, the Frozen Christmas parade.
Oh, the yeah. Frozen, yes. You guys have seen this, right? It's the Frozen Holiday Spectacular?
Yeah.
No.
But in the very bottom corner, it does say Disney Parks Parade. It says Disney Parks Parade, but it's the Frozen get-together. In fact, today I saw on the Disney Parks blog, they're soliciting families that they want to reunite as part of the parade. I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
Oh, that's cool.
No, not yet.
So, yeah, it's all about family and gatherings and getting people together. So they're trying to do some reuniting of military family type things. So if you're in that position, head over to the Disney Parks blog, and you never know. Put your name in and see if you get picked.
I record it every year, and on Christmas Day we have family come over. Not everybody, you know, most people are not watching TV, but so I'll record it that morning, then I put it on, and I just kind of almost play it in a loop.
I absolutely love that parade, and I always have. And in fact, it's a future show topic, and you and I have talked about it. I have recorded, you know, the parades from VHS all the way back in the late 80s when they're looking forward to this new Hollywood studios that they're building and how it's going to be this production studio. And I can't wait to get that stuff on our YouTube channel.
The dates for the taping of the parade are December 8th and 9th of nice. December.
There you nice. Go.
For you guys that have been there, somebody was just asking the other day on the Disney Nerds group on Facebook, and John or Sam or Ed, any of you guys have been there during the taping. It's my understanding, and this is exactly what I told them, it's my understanding that the day they tape the parade, as long as you stay away from the front of the castle and stay away from Main Street, the rest of the park isn't all that busy, is it?
I completely agree. I was there the year that Mariah Carey was in the parade, so this is probably 2010 or 11. And essentially, if you remember that, she was pregnant and singing in front of the castle. And the hub area was packed with people. And it was interesting to watch because she'll sing a song, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and take all these cuts. And then she leaves, and they get all the crowd shots, right? That's when everybody's trying to get on TV. But honestly, when you come into the Magic Kingdom, you had the option of going to the right, sort of the backstage area that's between the theater and the hat shop, and come out right by Tomorrowland.
Right.
And once you're back there, it's not that crowded. Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, they're not that bad.
Oh, right. I agree. Nice. And it was funny. I was laughing because you said you saw it when Mariah was there.
Yeah.
I was going to say I saw it when the Jonas Brothers were there. So, and we didn't actually, we didn't see it. That was just the time they were there. And it was the same thing for us. We went through the Tomorrowland behind the scenes, and and it was pretty light because either people are staying away from it because of the parade or they're there for the parade.
Did you wear your Joe Bros t-shirt that day?
No.
Okay. I've actually seen them in concert, believe it or not.
Sorry.
I saw Hannah Montana in concert twice, but we don't need to talk about that. That's not true. So that said, the whole Frozen thing, I think it's a pretty good segue to talk about the first new Disney Nerds podcast video that's out on our YouTube channel, which is the Frozen Holiday Wish.
Oh, definitely.
What's the YouTube channel?
We do. And in fact, youtube.com/DisneyNerdsPodcast. And you'll start to see some regular videos popping up there with different things from the parks. And the first one was this Frozen Holiday Wish, which is the new castle lighting ceremony. Or should I say, it's the freezing of the castle.
Right.
It's still Cinderella's castle. It's still all the lights that were there last year, but this year it's frozen by Elsa.
And what's the latest video?
And then since then, today, we've put up the second one, which is the Celebrate the Magic, or Celebrate the Season, the Mickey stage show for the holidays. And they're sort of all tied together as to when they happen. But actually, why don't we let John talk about that a little bit, because he captured some of that for us.
Right. It happens twice a night, both regular nights and both Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And it's 6:15 and 7:30, and it gets crowded.
So 6:15 and 7:30 for the castle lighting.
Correct.
So they turn the lights off and light them again.
Yes, they have a Dream Along with Mickey show between the show, so they turn the lights off for the show. And then around 15 minutes after Dream Along with Mickey, they do the show once again.
So obviously, guys, if you want to see that video, head out to the YouTube channel and we'll put some links to it. But tell me a little bit about the atmosphere there, John. What was it like? I mean, this is the second day when the Frozen characters, Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff and Olaf, are going to light the lights on the castle. What was it like?
I've been to two New Year's Eves at the Magic Kingdom. I've never seen it that crazy in that just people screaming. Saw a person front row that waited right after the Festival of Fantasy Parade to get front row for this.
They actually, that's from 3 o'clock until
6:15.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
They actually rope off when it gets to capacity. They rope off the hub where the partner statue is to the Tomorrowland Bridge and the Liberty Square Bridge. So if you want to get close to the characters, if you have kids, you need to get there early, because even the people that saw the first show didn't leave and stayed for the second show.
Well, you know, I mean, that tells you right there that, you know what, us as regular park visitors and grown men are probably getting a little sick of the Frozen thing. But a lot of these families with young children, they go down there once a year, and it hasn't been a year yet. So, Disney knows what they're doing. I mean, this is still very, very popular. We feel like we're getting probably a little fed up with it. I'm a fan of the movie, and I think they're going a little overboard with it. But you know what? If it's making the kids happy and it's drawing crowds like that, I'm sure they're not going to stop anytime soon.
And Elsa does say we're just visiting, so it's not like they're going to do this every year. They make sure they say it's not our castle, we're just visiting. So I think people like us, they're kind of getting tired of it. Take that into account, knowing that this is
one time.
Exactly.
Nice.
But that's okay. I'm good with it. I mean, you watch the video, it looks like it's well done. You know, Ed, you made a comment on Facebook that stood out to me as well regarding that stage show, and it was Olaf.
Oh, yeah, that really stood out. The comment I made was basically, Olaf is one of the older type of characters where his eyes and mouth didn't move. And it was blatantly obvious that was the case, considering we've seen Mickey and actually the Fab Five, who now have moving mouths and eyes. Even over at Animal Kingdom, the Festival of the Lion King, the characters all had moving mouths. So when Olaf didn't, when it looked like they probably could have, that took a little bit away. But not much, it just stood out a little bit.
It was obvious to me, too. And that's the only distraction I had. Other than that, I thought it was well done.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the fact that it wasn't just light the castle. It was also the 3D projections that
technology is incredible.
So it's a combination of the two. It wasn't just turn lights on. It was let's have a show and a theatrical presentation as these things lights. And I thought that was really well done.
Were there any? I can't remember. Were there any fireworks at all after they lit it up?
Yes, there's some during the middle of the show and at the end.
Okay. One of the best special effects I like with the animation was when they have the fireworks shoot off, but you see the animation on the castle first, which then goes off the side of the castle, and then the fireworks pick up from there.
Yeah,
cool. They did that during the Pirates, and they did that during another show. I thought that's so
cool. How they timed that so perfectly. It's incredible. Cool. Yeah.
So even if you're not into Frozen, it's kind of cool to see that technology during the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, if I'm there, I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'm not going to wait 3 hours to be in the front row, but I think that's going to be incredible.
Right, if I'm going between Tomorrowland and Adventureland and there's just not a big crowd, I'll stay and watch.
So you can watch them light the castle, then the lights all turn off, they have a Celebrate the Magic stage show, and then they do the same show the second time, right?
Correct.
So light it again.
Correct. So they have entertainment even after the second stage show. They go right into the Main Street Electrical Parade. Then Wishes, and then the second parade.
So you can spend a lot of time right in the hub there.
Especially if you can't move. It took me 45 minutes to get from the castle to Tomorrowland Bridge.
Oh, wow. Let me tell you something. I'm not feeling bad for you at all.
No. So if you have dinner reservations, you might want to check the timing of that if you have kids and want to see the show, because people were at a standstill for quite some time.
That almost sounds like one of those events. You find your spot, you send someone for food, and you hang out for a couple hours.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, like we were saying earlier, with all the walls right there on the hub, it kind of bottlenecks everything right there. It definitely makes it a lot harder to dump out after those events like that.
Yeah, but fast forward a year. How much more space do they have to accommodate more people in the hub?
I mean, it's all for a greater good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not upset about it, but... But it is impacting right now, I think. But you're right. A year from now, once it's done, it's going to be a great. You'll be able to find all kind of great spots around one of the multiple hubs.
You'll be able to find a lot of good spots and purchase a lot of good viewing locations. Mm-hmm. That's what I think's coming.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be purchased. Won't it just be FastPass?
Yeah, FastPass Plus.
Yeah, I think that Wish's dessert party is going to get much bigger.
I agree with that.
And let me take that back. I agree they'll probably have more parties around that hub, definitely, but not literally paying for a seat other than that.
Right.
And how much is a Wish's dessert party with no booze?
It's not bad. It's like $14 for the kids and $20
for adults. There's no booze.
There's a lot. There's coffee.
I'd much rather do an Illuminations dessert party.
Well, it'd be tough to do it over Magic Kingdom, though.
It would be hard to do at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So don't forget the YouTube channel, guys. It's pretty cool. So we got off track there from when we were walking in. Now, one thing I will say, I have audio from most of when we were together in the Magic Kingdom that we will pull together as a show, probably closer to Christmas so that we can take a week off, which makes a lot of sense. So we got lots of good audio as far as us walking down Main Street and then ultimately getting back to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Conversations between rides and things like that.
So do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about the Christmas party and what's new there?
Let's hear some new stuff.
All right, so the Christmas party. Well, first, I'll back up for just a second to the Halloween party, because I was able to take part in that. And one of the longest lines, we talked about the Halloween party before. You need to figure out what you want to do. Do you want to watch the parade and the fireworks? Do you want to go and see the characters, or are you just going to go and ride the rides? So I did the parade, the fireworks, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go and try to see Jack Skellington, who once again is down here at Main Street in the main hub. And, of course, the line had been closed an hour before I even got there. So it definitely a huge line for Jack Skellington at the Halloween party. And they extended that into the Christmas party, right, John?
Correct. He's over in Storybook Circus.
But more important, he's not Jack Skellington. He's Santa Claus. So if you're familiar with the movie, he's dressed up like Santa, backed by Storybook Circus, which is pretty cool this year.
That is cool.
I was getting ready to ask that, too, how he dressed up. Cool. That is really nice.
I had a friend that went to the party, and the lines are as long as the Halloween party. It was around 2.5 hours to meet Jack Skellington. So
you're paying for a hard ticket that's 5 hours long. You're going to spend 2.5 waiting? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I think that was, you know, they pulled him in the Disneyland first because they do the overlay of Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. So there was a big outcry to get those characters over to Disney World.
But why not have them more often?
True.
I could see Jack walking around both parks, Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, so what else is new out there about this holiday season? What are we going to be looking forward to?
They have limited time edition magic bands that are red and has Santa and Mickey on them.
Cool. Santa and Mickey.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or Santa Mickey.
Santa Mickey.
Do they light up or make any noises or anything fun like that?
I tried to ask people, and the cast members I talked to did not know that. But they are definitely for sale at the Christmas party.
Okay. Did anybody buy any of the magic bands they had for Halloween?
I did not.
I was wondering, I mean, is it a standard thing that you buy a special band, they're going to do something special like light up, or is it like a special event like the Star Wars weekend? And then Sam got his bands.
I got mine at Star Wars weekends, and I also got my daughter one of the Olaf Summer Fun bands over at Studios.
Did it do anything special?
It does, yes. When you tap that one to return, I talked before Darth Vader, it goes red and you can hear him breathe. The Olaf one, it goes multi-colors. It's a whole bunch of different colors, and he goes, summer, like that, right? Which is kind of cool. But those tend to be $29, whereas the Haunted Mansion or the others that are $19.99 just replace yours and don't do anything special.
Oh, well, there's the answer, sure.
Now, they're just decorated.
Now, here's the other thing about the special $29 jobbies is that how many parks do they work at?
So the Darth Vader and the Olaf only work in Hollywood Studios. When we say work, they work in all the parks, but they only light up special in studios.
Right. So that was kind of limiting. I'm surprised that happens that way.
It is. And then when you step back and what things in studios take FastPass Plus, it's not that many. Right.
True.
Toy Story, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and
Star Tours.
One of the other things I wanted to ask our man on the scene down there, John, was when we were there, you know, thanks to Sam, we got a little peek into the new store at the Haunted Mansion, Memento Mori. But we really didn't get an opportunity to go in there and walk around and look at the merchandise. Have you had an opportunity to kind of go in there and browse around?
Yes, they have cool T-shirts. They have pillows that are Haunted Mansion phone covers, basic Disney stuff. And then you can take a picture in this booth over to the corner of the store, and you can have your picture like the guy in the waiting room where it turns from human to skeleton.
That's the Gracie.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've also seen just recently somebody post, I guess that's where they got it, was one of the nice little figurines of the ballerina with the umbrella on the tightrope.
Mm-hmm. And they have bookends that have different characters from the Haunted Mansion, as well as wine glasses, shot glasses, beer glasses that have Haunted Mansion on it.
I'm so upset.
So I noticed the a table, a playset, right? A plate with the saucer and the cup that matched the haunted mansion. Sort of like the table setting in the ballroom scene. That was cool.
Nice.
And they have posters as well with different sayings from the graveyard on them as well. So.
Well, we just booked our next trip, so we'll be down there in February.
There you go. Awesome.
Awesome.
You're doing a little shopping in Memento Mori.
Where are you staying?
All Star Sports.
Oh, cool.
Got a annual pass rate of $80 a night during the week.
That's not bad.
Can't beat that, huh?
Nope.
No, I mean, I guess with Sam kind of put a damper on my trip and said, you know, there's no flowering garden, there's no food and wine, there's just nothing.
So I only said because I went February last year. So hold on. I only said that because last year I went in February, and it was noticeable in Epcot that there was nothing happening.
I'm just teasing with you.
And I was going to say, that's kind of almost the relief that you aren't pressured to go and experience everything at one of these shows.
That's true. Yeah, it's a different trip. So this is our family trip with me, my wife, and the kids, and it just happens to be the week of me and my wife's 15-year anniversary. So
beautiful.
She wanted to spend it there, so I said, let's go ahead and do it. So me and my wife will be spending our 15-year anniversary with John.
Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. Sounds perfect.
So, you know, last show or maybe a couple of shows ago, we were talking about Hollywood Studios and the hat and how it's going to be removed. And after that show, as I segue us over to studios, I was thinking about the Star Wars dessert package that I was part of, the Feel the Force package. Actually, John and I experienced that. And I remember watching the stage and everybody coming out and then needing to run away from the sorcerer's hat so that we could see the fireworks that were happening behind it. Right? So in thinking about that, I'm like, yeah, get that darn hat out of there so I can see fireworks. But really what this is leading to the latest package that they have at Hollywood Studios, which is the premium Frozen package. So that Frozen package allows you to get some reserve seating and some of the Frozen or fast passes for some of the Frozen things happening over there, like the sing-along. It also gets you some premium access to the Osborne lights and gets you set up for the Frozen fireworks.
Okay, first question. What is premium seating, did you call it, for the Osborne lights?
Exactly. So that's what I wanted John to talk about for a second.
So it's actually in the loop that the tram, when you were on the Backlot tour, makes at the end of the ride, where you had that great photo op of the Streets of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually on the street itself. So you're actually in that loop. So you're not in the lights. They don't cut any of the general public area of the lights. You're actually by yourself in the street where the loop was of the Backlot tour. So
people take that loop, set up a whole bunch of tables, make it part of a Frozen package. You get desserts back there, get to sit and watch the fireworks from your seat.
There's actually no fireworks, though.
Oh, come on. What do we got back there, then? The Osborne lights.
Correct. Which is good for Disney from a marketing standpoint of you're far back from the lights where you can have your ice cream, beer, whatever you want, and then go back to the lights so you can keep on going back and forth and experience the lights.
Oh, good. I was going to say that would be the only way to make it worth it if you could do that. Kind of like the private room at the wedding, where you get to go to the private room, get the good drinks, and then go mingle with the crowd.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
I never got to go to that room.
Me either.
I will say this, that the first seating of this package is sold out, and they released a second tier of seating, which is the same nights as the first, but it's from 5:30 to 7:30.
So it's earlier.
Correct. And then they take everybody out, and then at the other dessert party from 8 to 10:30.
Cost?
$89.
Oh, and what's the kids' cost?
It's, from what I saw on the website, it says $89.
$89. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Especially since they're going to kick you out of the early one.
Yeah.
I know.
What do they call it officially, John?
You had it right. It was the frozen... I'm trying to look at my notes here. It was the frozen premium package.
Got it.
Cool.
$89. So it's more... So for $67, $68, you could buy Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and exactly. not even eat and get into the park with no park admission at 4 o'clock and spend 5 hours there, or you could go. Nah, that's crazy.
Now, what else? It was the Osborne seating. It was what else?
Booze.
And the VIP seats for the sing along.
Oh, okay. There's food and drink there?
At the dessert party, correct, but not at the sing along.
At the dessert party. I know when they did the Star Wars thing, you know, I was Skyping with Sam for part of it, and it looked like he had enough to drink just to pay for his ticket.
I had Jedi mind tricks, yes. Yeah. So this whole thing, I'm hoping, is a test for Star Wars weekends. So at the end of the day, Frozen is nothing more than a test for Star Wars. So thanks, guys.
There you go. Yeah, awesome.
So if this is available Star Wars weekends next year, I will be there. I'll be drinking my Jedi mind tricks. It'll be beautiful.
And have talking... you tried to... Go ahead.
And talk about the price. The Star Wars Weekends was $59, and then they Skyped this up to $89. So it'll be interesting to see the cost for Star Wars next
Absolutely.
Year as well.
Absolutely. Especially because the Star Wars included VIP location for the parade, for the Celebrity Motorcade, which is also where I snagged, you know, the Mickey bars that they were giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that I thought was interesting. Another interesting thing over at Studios, I've been to Osborne Lights many, many times, and I've said that on the show, went over to Sam's Disney Diary, I've recorded it a bunch of times. Last year they started Santa Goofy, which is sort of hidden back in the lights, a photo opportunity with Goofy dressed up like Santa, and that's pretty cool, right? Problem was, it was always 45 minutes, an hour and a half wait to see Goofy because he was only there while the lights were on. They made what I thought was a great change this year in that Santa Goofy's there every day from 1 o'clock till the end of the lights, which is more opportunity to see Santa Goofy.
Sure.
I need to go back down.
That's always cool to get to see those characters in their different, you know, different costumes.
Exactly. And one cool thing I wanted to mention is that every year they hide a cat in the Osborne Lights. Oh, and yeah. Last year was by the trees, by the city hall, by Light Smarter Action.
All right, spoiler alert. Where is it?
Well, the last year that's where it was. But hold on. Last year it was right by the beer stand, which is how I found it before my dog. It was right by the Herbie beer thing back there.
Yeah. Well, where is it at this year, John?
Well, I talked to a cast member. Here's where it gets interesting, is that the cat will move periodically throughout this year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would be surprised if they already weren't doing that.
Correct. This is the first year they have switched him around. Correct. That's about it. It starts at dusk around 6 o'clock each night and then runs to park closing.
Right. And John mentioned about the hidden cat. Well, don't forget, there's over 35 or how many they're up to hidden Mickeys. All over the light displays too, and they're pretty cool ones. The way they incorporate them into the lights and stuff. The train that they had one time in the back with the smoke coming out of it, part of the smoke curls is a hidden Mickey. In the trees that light up, where they have the switch that turns them on, it's awesome to see the red, white, and blue hidden Mickey on top of the tree. But they're all over the place.
They actually have a banner that mentions that as well, so people can take a look for them as they browse the lights.
You see how Disney's embracing the hidden Mickey now? It's crazy.
Yeah, they're advertising them.
Nobody would talk to us about it the first time we went.
Right.
Or admit that they were there.
You know, when we got to interview Steve Barrett, he talked a little bit about that, how they were, you know, they're starting to almost make a thing of it.
Right.
Like, it's always been a thing, but it's always been like, well, it's the thing, but we don't really talk about it. but now they're starting to, you know, like when they did the Fantasyland expansion, they made a big deal of the one by Ariel that only shows up like one or
actually,
2 days
today.
A year.
That's right.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
today.
Was it today? Did it show up today? So the one that's the shadow cast by the sun in a certain position. How much time did it take to figure that one out?
Well, that's why they had to tell people.
Right. Nobody would ever find it. It is cool, though. I mean, they put that much thought into it and announce it.
Yeah. So today was the day? How often does it happen?
Once a year. Yeah.
On Mickey's birthday.
Right. And the way it's set up is there's a hole set up in the wall that when the sun shines through it, between I think it was like 11:30 and 1 o'clock or some small time, they line up and create a hidden Mickey.
And you missed it, Sam.
I did.
If we would have thought ahead of time, we could have had somebody look for it for us today. There are a couple people in the park.
Next year, Sam.
Next year, yeah. I'll be there on the premiere of Steamboat Really. Anniversary of.
That could be a Disney Nerds meetup.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. I wonder if there was
Disney Nerds Steamboat Willie meetup.
So there's a lot of good things happening in Hollywood Studios. They're testing out the new Frozen premium package, the holiday premium package at the Hollywood Studios. What else is going on? Is there anything new coming at the at any of the parks for holidays?
I took a stroll around Epcot, and all their Christmas decorations are up. And the only food and wine booth left is the Germany pavilion.
Which will soon be holidays around the world. But that's a whole other story. That's good. Recycle.
Right.
Okay. So, the Candlelight Processional, I think, starts 2 days after Thanksgiving with Jody Benson.
The 28th, actually. Yeah.
I'd love to go see that 1 year.
That was fun. I'll throw a couple videos at you when we saw it. It was pretty cool.
I'd love to see them.
I've never
got a chance to see it.
Yeah, we had Brian Dennehy, and that was pretty cool.
Did you do the dining package?
Yes. Yes. This is actually a while ago, so it was when the dining plan was totally worth it, when it wasn't free. and we did it, and one of the things that stood out, and I kind of remind people today when they do the package, is you'll still be getting in a line. It just won't be too long, and they'll let you in first.
I mean, but from what I've read, though, if you that's something you want to do, go ahead and book the dinner package. That way at least you're guaranteed a spot to see it.
Yeah, definitely. And I've said this before. We definitely talked about this on a holiday show we did last year. And if you want to see everything and have a really good seat, do not sit in the first two or three rows. Actually, sit fourth row back center in that area and you'll see everything. We sat a little closer than that, and you actually can't see everything because of the way the stage is set up.
It's in the American Gardens there?
Correct.
Yep.
So there's really no terrible seats there, right?
Well, you know what it was is when you're close enough, the stage is about 4 or 5 feet off the ground, and you have the orchestra set up, and then you have the choir, and you actually have even more people on the sides of the stage, and you really couldn't see everything.
Yeah, but I guess my point was even if you're further, even back than that, if you're 20,
definitely.
I mean, it's not. There's no really terrible spot to be in there. If you've got a seat, you're gonna.
Oh yeah, no. And I'm just warning you not to get too close.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. And actually, to be honest with you, it looks great from the sidewalk, you know, by the American Adventure looking in. You don't even have to sit down.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, when we were there for Food and Wine, me and Sam watched a couple concerts from there, and we just stayed back kind of by the planners in front of the American Adventure, and then when the band would play, we'd walk up to the sidewalk and just walk up to the little gate right there, and you could see. Now, for the Candlelight Procession, you might not be able to do that, but for Air Supply, you could.
So, you said we watched a bunch of concerts. It was Air Supply every time. That's all you wanted to watch, Jimmy. I couldn't get you out of there.
Well, they were there those days. I actually saw Christopher Cross, and I actually saw the Starship guy, Mickey Thomas.
Nice. I was waiting for Fuel. So there you go. There's the difference.
Yep, there you go. I would have loved to see Mark McGrath. I said he was very entertaining.
I'm sure he was.
And they got it. I think I said this before on a different show that they actually, I saw a picture pop up of him in line at the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
That is cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Hey, what about the Jingle Cruise over there at the Magic Kingdom? I never got a chance to watch that, but I know it was a big deal last year. Did they bring that back, John?
Yes, it's back, and they have a lot more stuff in the queue and a lot more in the ride itself. So stay tuned to the YouTube channel. We'll have a video posted up next week of the attraction.
Oh, excellent. Now, who went on it last year? I know John did. Did either of you guys hit it last year?
Sam, didn't you go on it last year?
Yes, yeah. I did.
So what's the main holiday thing they have on that now? Like, what makes it so Jungle Cruise?
So the Jingle Cruise, I did get to do it last year. I think they've done a great job of changing the script to leverage the props that are there to make them more of a Christmas theme. You know, for example, look at the tree over there. It's all wrapped up in a boa. So there's lots of little Christmas gags in there.
Well, that's cool.
The challenge with it is it's as good as the skipper that you get.
Right.
At least that's my thought.
Sure. No, absolutely.
And you can't say that too much because I'm always afraid that they're going to do what they did over at Epcot's...
Living with the Land.
Right. Yeah. So, you know what? A bad captain is still better than a machine captain, so...
Agree completely.
It would kill that ride, by the way. The Jungle Cruise. If they did that to the Jungle Cruise, I don't think anybody would ride it. Living with the Land at least is interesting to look at. I mean, without the skippers, the Jungle Cruise is not even... I mean, it's kind of funny, but you wouldn't keep going back on it to keep seeing the same crap. The skippers would make
sense. Sure. Yeah, definitely. So that's cool. I definitely wanted to check that out. So sad that we started really going seriously to the parks again the year after, or the year actually they stopped redecorating the Country Bears.
Yeah.
So I never saw that holidayed up.
Nor did I.
I've never seen that either.
Me either.
It's another plus for Disneyland.
One of other things I've seen, it was years ago, probably for me and my wife's honeymoon, we went there New Year's Day, and we get to see some of the Santas in Epcot, and that's pretty cool. Back then, I probably didn't pay as much attention to it as I would now, but I find those very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I think they all start after Thanksgiving, though, don't they?
It's all part of holidays around the world.
Correct.
With
so after Thanksgiving. So they moved the food booths out, and now they're going to move them back in for holidays around the world?
Yeah, last year they rethemed some of them. I don't know what they're going to do this year. It'll be interesting to see it.
I'd like to see if the Odyssey opens up for something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like eggnog and cookies.
That'd be awesome.
One quick thing I wanted to mention was the Main Street decorations down Main Street are different.
Oh, yes.
Much
different.
I was checking out pictures, and the first thing that stood out was that I could see the castle, and it looked really good.
Especially if you're taking pictures from the train station are pretty cool. You can get the whole shot of Main Street and the castle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of the dragon?
Correct. And the Peter Pan float as well.
Yeah, it has to be.
They're too tall.
You can't get that Festival of Fantasy parade down Main Street with the wire going across.
And I think it looks much better.
I think it does, too. I think the view down Main Street to the castle does. It looks incredible.
Right, and it's pretty cool because we all showed our nerdness. John posted a picture of us right when they set up Main Street the day after. And we were all over it because the stands they have that do hold on to the lights and to some of the ivy and stuff have a lot of hidden Mickeys on them. And we were all over it. There's like two or three of them.
That is good.
Can't stop looking for them. It's a bad, bad habit.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a new holiday display over at the Contemporary, too. Well, not new, but a new theme this year.
Where do they have this set up for the holidays at the Contemporary?
It is right where you would get on the monorail, sort of on the main level across from the gift shops. I think that's the third floor. But every year they have... Is it the third floor, John?
Fourth.
All right, I was close. And every year it is a gingerbread house. Not gingerbread, but it's a house of some sort. And it got themed this year, right?
Yes, it is everyone's favorite Frozen-themed gingerbread house.
Nice.
With a whole bunch of hidden Olafs, by the way.
Oh,
really?
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, that would be nice. Something different.
you tuned in to Ed's Nerdiness, you'd say. He wasn't excited about it at all. Now he's ready to go see it.
I would.
Didn't Olaf's? Wait a minute.
Right. Didn't Snowman? That a little extra touch.
What do they taste like?
Yeah, right. That's what they'll be selling, gingerbread Olaf's. They had I saw a picture of the Grand Floridian's gingerbread house before it was decorated, and you know the way it looked, it really looked like the Up House. The way it was compartmentalized and the way it was set up, it looked pretty close.
How cool would that be?
Right?
Give me a bunch of balloons above that?
I'm gonna have to pull together a side-by-side and see.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it was somebody on the Disney Nerds group page that posted a picture of it. Probably like a week ago now, though.
I remember seeing it, but I'm going to have to pull that up with a picture of the Up House side by side to compare. I wonder if they used that as a model.
Right.
Would be interesting.
Oh, definitely. Okay, anything else, or we'll be closing it up?
They opened up a parking garage downtown just in time for the holiday shopping season.
Is all the construction done, or just the parking
garage? No. Just one phase of one parking garage.
Gotcha.
They can use all the extra parking they can get down there, then.
It's a zoo. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So. Anything else new down there? There's a Frozen boutique down there now, right?
Right by the Christmas shop in the marketplace. And then they're adding some signs for the new bottling company over on the west side.
For the what?
Bottling company? I'm not sure of the name. It's
like wine?
What are we bottling?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying. It was on the Disney Parks YouTube channel.
Oh, cool. Gotcha. I'm
trying to figure it out.
Is that bridge from basically the Rainforest Cafe over to Marketplace opened at this point? It was pretty close when we were down there.
I have not been down there.
Okay.
Lately, so.
It was close. A shortcut.
Springs Bottling Company is the name. So.
Is it bottling water, it sounds like. I hope it's not water.
Imagineers install Springs Bottling Company marquee at Downtown Disney.
Wow, sounds like a little research.
Research trip.
I could see if it was flavored water, where you can make your own flavor, perhaps.
Like wine?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the kid aspect of it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you could do that too. Yeah, I get it.
What about beer?
You could bottle it. Yeah, that's water.
They have a microbrewery?
Sure.
That's really what downtown needs. Or, I'm sorry, Disney Springs.
A microbrew?
Yes.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, and you know they would come out with some Disney-themed beers, too. Walt's
best. I'm thinking of the wines. Yeah. Oh, I can't think of anything good.
So real quick, let's go back to the bridge from the rain tree or the rainforest from across the bay there or across that lake.
Yeah. So it basically goes across the lake and attaches very near the marketplace. So you cut out that whole walk across. Disney Springs.
Does it connect where the balloon is?
Not that far.
Okay.
There's going to be another one.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So the boat traffic, are they going to stop the boat traffic in there then?
They already have, yeah. A lot of the rentals, you can't do them right now.
Gotcha. Well, I mean.
In fact, yeah.
Are they going to, well, is the bridge such a way that that's going to restrict them from going out there? Or?
You know, the way that it's shaped, I would think there's less of an area where you could boat. But that'll be one we have to wait to see. Because I know even over at Riverside, they've stopped boat rentals while the construction downtown's happening to keep that watercraft out.
Oh, right.
So, Springs Bottling Company.
What is it?
It's just the town's bottling company. They put it on the building that is going to house Morimoto Asian Restaurant.
Oh, come on, man.
It's just a marquee. Well, it's now part of the
It's a sign of progress.
Illuminated nighttime skyline.
Well, we'll be doing our research on Downtown Disney, and I'm sure we're going to have to come up with some other ideas of what could be added. And the microbrew sounds like an awesome one.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, this was just advertising.
There has to be one.
It's supposed, according to the little article I read, I think it's on the Disney Parks blog, It's just a tie together. It's just a tie together piece, you know. So it goes to the theming.
Right. Right. Oh well.
Brewery.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, there's a lot going on new at Walt Disney World, and the holiday season sounds like it's going to be a blast. I wish we can get down there. That is it for us tonight. These are the Disney Nerds, Sam, John, Jimmy, and Ed. And if you have a chance, stop by our Facebook pages, the Disney Nerds group and the Disney Nerds podcast page. And if you want to send us an email, send it to thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. So thanks for listening this week, guys. Send us an email. And we'll talk to you later. Good night.
Quaharini.
See ya.
See you next week, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me because I'm Kim Possible. There is nothing I can't do when danger comes. Just know that I am on my way. It doesn't matter where or when there's trouble. You just call my name, Kim Possible. Call me Big Man if you wanna reach me. When you wanna face me, it's okay. Whenever you need me, baby, call me Big Man if you wanna reach me. Call me Big Man if you wanna reach me. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when, I will be there for you till the very end. Danger or trouble, I'm there on the double. You know that you always can call Kim.
So what's the sitch?
Call me, beep me if you wanna reach me.